Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you so much. It's Friday, and some people choose to wear Tommy Bahama. Mike Stone chooses Tommy Barbados.
Actually, it's Tony, T-O-N-N-Y, Barbados.
We got knockoff vacation wear, The Godfather in on a Friday.
Yeah!
It's a floral Friday.
Yes.
And I want to say this before we start. I was speaking with our call screener, Jeff. Some of you really need help, and I'm not going to be able to help you. If you take anything we do seriously as it relates to drops, whether they're Biden or the Donald, if you take that as some form of endorsement or shot, you really need to talk to your therapist. And what you need to not do is call Jeff and yell at him. He informed me yesterday. We were having fun with that drop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care enough to like or dislike anyone. I think both of these candidates are ridiculous on surface. I don't care. I watched last night. Why? Morbid curiosity.
Oh, boy. It was worth the price of admission, wasn't it?
What I'm saying is, people, you can't possibly take this. We're not talking policy. We're not talking morality.
No.
One guy can't complete a sentence and falls down the stairs, and the other guy can't complete a sentence without lying. It's whatever.
Yes.
Because no matter who wins, my life goes on. So just please don't yell at Jeff. There's no reason.
Right.
And whatever conspiracies you're bubbling up in your mind, they're just not accurate. I like funny audio. Yes. I like the idea of a former president and the man who's probably going to be the next president saying he endorses me. That's funny.
Yes.
I don't know what to tell you. So I just, please do not.
What do you mean? He's not endorsing you. He's endorsing Mike Rogers.
Yeah, we know.
We know. I wanted to help Jeff.
Yeah.
And then there's people on the other side. How dare you make fun of Joe Biden? Well, I'm sorry. The man is a mummy. It's kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Now that we've hopefully made Jeff's day easier. Stoney, how do you want to start today? Because we do have Tigers second half for us to get to.
Correct.
We do have your top 100 athletes. We do have the NCAA 25 training camp opens. But you have a different direction you want to go in your Tawny Barbados.
Yeah. And it's based on last night? Yeah.
Let me hear what part of this before I decide this is acceptable.
Last night was just must-see television.
Donald, please.
And when you have Kid Rock, Hulk Hogan, Dana White, Lee Greenwood. It was like a concert. It was just unbelievable. And I'm not going to get political, but, you know, the first 15 minutes, I thought the former president was on point. He was, well, he didn't say that. He talked about the assassination attempt.
Gentlemen, please. Go ahead.
But after the first 15 minutes, and he starts telling us that he's going to, you know, cure cancer and Alzheimer's, that's okay, whatever. He just rambled and talked and talked and talked. It was fun to watch. And it was, he was on for so long.
Hour and 32 minutes.
I went, my wife goes, because
it was like one of your monologues.
Oh, yeah.
He still didn't land the plane after 92 minutes.
Rosie was barking. My dog, she had to go out. And Cindy goes, take him out. You're still up. I said, all right. Go out like 10 minutes later. She does her business, comes back. He's still talking. I said, oh, my Lord. And somebody said, yeah, he started on Thursday, ended on Friday. He's like, oh, Lord. It was.
My question is, do celebrities actually sway people's vote?
Well, that's, yes.
Like, I don't, like, why would, like, okay, Hulk Hogan, that's fine.
Yes.
Ripping off his shirt with something. I was just more like, so, like, if you like Hulk Hogan, does that mean you vote for him? Or if you're on the left, but you like Hulk Hogan, do you no longer like him because he doesn't agree with your politics?
It's crazy to me. And I'd love to hear from the people, 248-539-9797. If somebody, an entertainer, a movie star, a rock star,
was
whatever.
There last night.
Okay, yeah, Kid Rock. If you like Kid Rock, but you don't like who he's voting for, do you, oh my God, I'm not going to listen to Kid Rock again. The Dixie Chicks, if you are a fan of the Dixie Chicks, oh my God. She said something bad. They said something bad about Bush back in
the
day.
Look at the other side. Like Robert De Niro's like a liberal freak show.
Right.
It's like, all right, so if you're a Republican, do you not watch the movie Casino anymore?
Why?
I just view it like Michael Jackson, an abhorrent human being who was one of the all-time great musicians.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. Are people supposed to not listen to Michael Jackson? I do whatever you like.
Right. It's a free country,
care.
Thankfully. And you can,
like, if you like UFC,
right,
but you're not a Republican, what are you, not watching now because Dana White was there last night?
No.
That's where I always wonder if people are really that big of a sheep.
Yes.
Like, where you just, like, Jason Aldean is a major country artist.
Right.
Are you going to not listen to him because he doesn't share your politics, or are you going to like him more because he does?
Right. Look, I went through the whole thing with some Springsteen people. Oh, I don't listen to him anymore because he's too liberal. Well, he gave you so much joy in your life. You're going to throw that away because your politics don't mesh? That's absurd. It's absurd on any level. I mentioned in Crosstalk with Doug. I mean, the example I have, Mel Gibson, you know, not exactly the most warming family to the Jewish people, but Lethal Weapon's on.
Uh-oh.
I'm not turning the channel because he might have, or his family might have anti-Semitic, you know, turns or whatever, if you want to use that word. I don't know.
Wow.
To me, that doesn't make a difference to
me. None of it impacts me. It's
no.
A lot like sports. I mean, I really don't care about what an athlete does or doesn't do or does or doesn't believe.
Right. As long as,
like, I never liked many New York Giants, but I root for the helmet.
Right.
I'm sure right now there are people who are Lions fans. There's got to be a player on that team who does something on social media you don't like.
Right.
And it's like, what are you going to do? Not root for the team?
Right.
I can watch last night because, like I said, I got a lawn chair out and I'm just watching the world burn from a good safe distance.
It was compelling.
And in a month,
funny theater.
Guess what?
It was.
I'll watch the DNC.
Yes.
Because it's like the Muppet Babies to me. I watch all of this and I go, well, the sun's coming up tomorrow either way.
Exactly.
I don't know.
We got to, you know, we got to talk about football. We got to talk about baseball. We got to talk about this and that.
I'm going to cure cancer. I'm like, oh, all right.
Good.
I'm going to cure your dog's cancer.
Maybe he can cure his opponent's dementia. I don't know.
I'm going to get Jackson Holiday. Let's party.
God, really? Yes.
I don't know. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But no, it was just, look, I did. I watched it out of curiosity. I'm not invested in it. It doesn't matter to me.
Stop None lying. Mike, by the way, if you're not watching, has that
Oh, yeah, so I'm wearing an ear bandage like some of the people in the crowd. Like, listen, I mean, come on now. I mean, I understand you really like your guy, but like, what's the Democratic equivalent? You're going to start falling down the stairs because Biden does? What the hell are we doing here? You imagine? Show your loyalty. Oh. Fall down the escalator.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I apologize. 248-539-9797. Kenny, ticket text rolling in on a floral Friday. What are people saying about last night?
So before I even get to the text, I want you to read the same PSA that you read to Jeff's callers, to my texters, because whatever Jeff's callers were going to say, they basically said, all right, I'll just text it in.
But why? What is everyone so angry about?
It's the second you say a political anything, whether it's Trump,
saying anything.
Whether it's Biden, whether you play a drop, whether you just bring up the fact that there was a convention last night, even if you joke about it from any aspect of it, it's going to turn into, you know, red versus blue.
But it's not. I don't like either side. It doesn't matter to me.
And that's kind of what's being lost in this whole thing.
Of course.
It goes right over everybody's heads. The second you bring up a name, the second you say the word Trump, it doesn't matter what you say after that or before that. The second you say the word or play the drop, it just turns into a complete bleep show on the text.
I guess for me, I just make fun of both sides because I don't care.
I'd love to hear from the people who are texting you to call us and explain their anger.
No, see, that just undid everything Mike just said about Jeff.
No, it's sunny, they don't know.
It's a Friday.
No, they don't have to yell at Jeff. They can tell Jeff what they want to talk about. And I'd love them to tell me I'm an idiot because I enjoy watching what I watched last night because it was a freak show.
Yeah, I was surprised Hulk Hogan made an appearance. I can't lie to you. Exactly. A little surprised.
Yeah.
Like when I think about people, when I think about people I want to hear from about politics, I'm not sure Hulk Hogan made my power rank.
No.
Neither did Amber Rose. But no, it's 2024.
Right, and if De Niro speaks at the DNC, I don't want to hear from him either.
De Niro's a total nut job.
I know.
Oh, my God.
So, perfect example of what I'm talking about here is this text just came in, and this is one of the more readable ones because the other one's laced with expletives.
Why?
Yeah,
because they're
gutless.
Stoney, please.
Two liberal clowns talking right now.
Wait.
That's the whole thing.
Just so I'm clear, was there any negativity thrown at Donald Trump's way by us?
You also said you wanted people to impersonate Biden falling downstairs. So I'm just saying.
What planet guys, seriously?
Yeah.
It's 80 and sunny. How can you be this angry? I don't care. I wish you all the luck in the world in November. I won't be a part of it because I wouldn't vote for either of these guys. I actually like a little bit of what both of them represent. So there's no party for me. Ergo, my vote goes in the garbage. So just relax. Grab a beer.
Yes.
I don't know.
Enjoy something you've never seen before.
I mean, my goodness, people.
For every one text that I get saying, Mike, I'm with you, I'm disgusted by both candidates, I get about 20 to 30 of the exact opposite on either side of the aisle.
But it's not either side. We're talking about, do celebrities influence what you think?
Right.
I don't know how you arrive at that. It's the same thing I brought up about sports. Like,
I don't care. Like, I don't have to like an athlete to root for my team.
Right.
Perfect example. I always talk to David about this behind the glass when issues like this come up. He rooted for Ben Roethlisberger like every Sunday for years. Terrible guy off the field, but you still root for your guy.
Right, but it's like, I can't believe politics is a sport like this.
Oh, it's almost like Michigan State and Ohio State. Yeah. Michigan. It's crazy.
It's pretty bad.
It's bad. And people just lose their you-know-what over it.
But I just wonder, aren't a lot of people like me? You just feel like you don't have a place.
Yes, that's why I want to do the common sense party. But
I'm just saying, like, I actually like some of what the right does.
Yes.
I like some of the left, but right. I can't subscribe to either one.
No.
So I'm like,
that's why I can't stand these people who just walk into a booth and just check one box. No, they're different.
I'm wrong for watching last night and just laughing and enjoying myself?
No, you're not wrong.
I watched Hulk Hogan rip his shirt off endorsing the president. I'm like, this is wild. That makes me bad. It's the same thing when I watched the debate and we pulled a bunch of confused Biden drops. Right. What are we doing here, people? Come on, relax. It's 80 and sunny out. Smile. Take a lesson from John L. Chill out.
Where's your coach? It's Friday.
Was the tour stop.
The tour stop.
God. Can you imagine the palace sold out?
I was on the stage for that, baby.
Who else was on that roll call for the, what was that, 2002? I mean, Lloyd Carr
wasn't there.
Didn't show.
Well, John he wasn't L, supposed to.
John L. did.
Rick Lambeer, Mahorn, I believe. Darren McCarty, I think.
What a bygone era.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys do like the placard drop-offs and all that stuff?
I think so. Well, I was on the show like 2 days before to, you know, pump it up. And then the highlight was.
We used to have that drop where he talks about you.
Oh, I have it.
We have it.
I know. I said it. So, I mean, yes, I have it.
It's hilarious. It's great.
Mike, that's Mike Stone.
248. I still wish we have your Kid Rock one anywhere in the system?
Yes.
Kenny.
It's on. He's got it.
That is still when you're pestering Kid Rock and he just deadpans to you and he's like, bro. I'm over here trying to do certain things.
Well, you played it. I mean, come on.
It's the best.
We have it.
All right, we'll get with some of the people. And yes, we got to talk some Tigers. No, we don't have a passing report. We're going to talk Tigers at the second half.
Yeah.
And how does it play out? What happens?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.